Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Hi, today I thought we'd just do a little variety of some different things and check out and see what's happening out there in the world of herbal remedies. Rose hips, excellent for bladder and kidney and respiratory and sinus infections, as well as full of vitamin C, E, and K. How about treating arthritis and fibromyalgia? It helps with reducing the inflammation with the autoimmune conditions from both of these ailments. It helps with the digestive tract and a laxative, and helps with fluid retention and bloating. It's great. Rose hips have also been known to help with vertigo and dizziness. Menstrual flow is regulated, and also helping with the reproductive health. What about uterine cramps and preventing breast disorders? Rose hip has a huge amount of healing and purifying and healthiness nourishment for our blood and our lymphatic system, and helps us with preventing stress by keeping our body cleansed and helping us fight off our related illnesses that come and go from stress. Rose hip is excellent for our circulation system and helping with the respiratory and the digestive system. It also helps the thymus gland, which specializes in our immune system. So if you have any rose hip around you, or if you want to get some rose hip, I would say go ahead and get that rose hip and put it in your medicinal cabinet. And it can be eaten fresh, or you can have it dried for later. One way you can have rose hip is in a tea. And you can have 1 teaspoon of dried rose hip per 1 cup, and you just steep it for 10 minutes. And how wonderful is that? And rose hips are beautiful, wonderful. And they're excellent for your face and your skin. And so go ahead and go out there and get yourself some rose hips. Hey, what about vanilla beans? Highly prized for medicinal fruit. Its health-promoting properties. It is excellent for calming our nervous system, helping with our anxieties and our stress. The aroma of vanilla beans has shown an increase of relaxation and happiness within our mental state. Helps aid in digestion and decreases headaches, also providing relief in an upset stomach. It contains traces of mineral like zinc and iron and calcium and magnesium and iron, and helps with our anti-inflammatory. So that is really going to help out with any of our neck pain, joint pain, back pain. And what about fatigue or nausea? Vanilla beans are excellent for smoothies and teas and baked goods. And this is how you're going to get that into your system. Also helpful with colds and flus. They contain 25,000 flavored packed seeds. So very many, many, many therapeutic benefits. And you can use this vanilla bean for. How about some plums? I love plums. I don't eat them a lot because I don't find them a lot. I don't know if I'm not looking, or maybe I'm just not in the stores a lot during the summertime. But I love plums. Low calorie fruit, powerhouse of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, B, C, and K. And that's not all, because they're actually also rich in minerals like copper, iron, magnesium, and potassium. And so they help work as a tranquilizer for your nerves, helps with your natural REM sleep, helps improve your vision and radiant skin and healthy brain function. How about digestive tract? It also helps that. So plums are fabulous. It helps reduce inflammation, resistance against colds and infections, and it actually improves your metabolism. So plums are excellent for your body and for your digestive order and kind of getting you cleaned out. Also for constipation. Excellent for autoimmune disease. You know, I'm always so excited about all our plants and our fruits and our vegetables and our trees. Can you tell? Excited. Very nature, natural, loving person. Rheumatoid arthritis and COPD and fibromyalgia, cardio problems and lupus and vertigo. These are all things that when you're eating a plum is going to help boost some of that body's natural ability to fight off those diseases. And so let's go out there, and you can have them in your salad and your smoothies and just as a juice or as a plain fruit. What a wonderful advantage to all our fruits. Have you ever heard of this tiny herb called eyebright? It lives in our backyards and fields and pastures. And as I look at a picture of it, I've seen the little tiny things. They're about as small as our violets. Adorable, but just packed with a powerhouse of properties and healing aspects. It contains antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and anti-allergenic properties. Who would have thought, huh? It's beneficial for the eye, conjunctivitis, cataracts, blurry vision, weakened vision, even swollen and puffy eyes, and alleviating sinus issues, respiratory ailments, and seasonal allergies and colds. You can use this as a cream or a poultice. And one more thing, it also helps enhancing the memories. All that healing is packed into one little flower called eyebright, about the size of a violet. Our last topic of today's program, about saffron, a medicinal spice. It contains a lot of potent remedies for antidepressant, antioxidant, and anti-cancer properties. It's a good source of minerals and vitamins. It helps regulate your heart rate, repair stress-related damage, control blood pressure, and it supports healthy red blood cell production and boosts your immune system. How about preventing infections? Saffron is excellent for bringing back the joy to our senses and helping our mental state be more balanced and supportive and happy, as well as aiding in our natural digestive system. And as I mentioned, with the mental focus and memory retention and recall capacity is also benefited by this saffron. Eyesight with the cataracts is a prevention and repair. Consider it a little in your cooking and just add it a little here and a little there, and you never know. Like, just think about all the benefits that we have in our kitchen cupboard that we didn't even know. They just tasted good. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.